American Airlines just got a little less American.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In just the last hour, American Airlines announced the largest aircraft order in history. It's buying 460 new planes, but they won't all be made by Boeing, which has for the last 15 years had an exclusive deal with American Airlines. The order will be split between U.S.-based Boeing and its European rival Airbus. Let's find out what's going on from Seth Kaplan of the industry publication Airline Weekly. He's with us now from Fort Lauderdale. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So American Airlines has been exclusively a Boeing customer for 15 years. Why this change?
Well, they want a lot of new airplanes, and in particular, they want some fuel-efficient airplanes to replace some of the planes that are getting up there in years. Airbus is offering a new engine option for its older A320s, so same airplane but new engines that are going to be a lot more efficient, and Americans very interested in that.
So it actually makes more financial sense for American to buy all new fuel-efficient aircraft to save money on fuel?
Just that more fuel-efficient cars right now are actually more expensive, so to burn less gas, you're going to have to pay more up front for the car. Well, it's the same with airplanes. Americans are going to pay a lot more for these airplanes than it would for less fuel-efficient airplanes. So whether or not in the long run it will save money, that we'll see. But certainly if fuel prices stay high, it will be relatively smart to have gone ahead and purchased the more efficient plane.
What is it that Airbus is doing that Boeing isn't doing?
Boeing has been thinking about whether to actually build a whole new airplane, which would likely be even better than what Airbus is offering right now. But for now, Airbus has at least updated the engines. Airlines are saying, well, that's better than nothing. We need more fuel-efficient planes, and these, in fact, are more fuel-efficient than anything else that's on the market.
Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, now to Washington, where there are 13 days left for Congress to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a U.S. default. And now a grand compromise is back on the table. A bipartisan group of senators called the Gang of Six has unveiled a package that would cut the deficit by $3.7 trillion over 10 years. But as Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports, the proposal may be a little too much, a little too late.
The Gang of Six deal is a complicated mix of spending cuts, tax changes, and reforms of entitlement programs from Social Security to Medicare. While it does have some bipartisan support, in the Senate at least, getting the package through both the House and Senate before time runs out is virtually impossible, according to budget expert Stanley Collender at Corvus Communications.
It's too comprehensive. There are too many controversial pieces, and as a result, chances are it just can't be done by August 2nd.
Collender doesn't see any solution to the debt ceiling impasse yet, given Democrats' insistence on some tax revenues to balance the books and Republicans' objections to any new taxes. Polls show Americans now support a package of some taxes and some spending cuts. The question is, can something politically palatable be put together in time? In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in Europe and Asia this morning after Apple reported a record $7.3 billion profit for its latest quarter. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 202 points, its biggest gain of the year, to close at 12,587.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ. For the latest in healthcare, Marketplace recently visited Russia for an intriguing look at the changing healthcare system. Visit marketplace.org and click on the health link for more.
Well, tomorrow is the official launch of the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. And for more on what that means for us consumers, let's bring in LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is this CFPB going to be able to do?
Right out of the gate, it's going to be looking after credit cards. It's going to be looking after mortgages. It's going to be looking after a number of products like that that for many consumers can be very troublesome.
How would that be felt for me? If I go sign up for a new credit card, is there going to be something different that happens as a result of this agency?
Well, you won't have a CFPB person standing over your shoulder making sure that it all goes well, but you will have some recourse. For example, a lot of people are always contacting me saying, where should I turn if I have some problem? Here's the place now.
And they'll actually be able to do something about it.
Well, they say they will, but it's going to be a mixed bag at first. Some of their new powers, for example, payday loans, which have been largely unregulated in the past, that's a new critter. Well, they're not going to be able to regulate those until they have a director in place. And as we've been seeing on the political front, that's still kind of a coin toss.
Okay, well, let's zoom out a little bit. If this thing had been in place a few years ago, could it have really prevented the kind of crisis that we saw in housing or in lending or in any of the parts of the economy that went bad?
I would say yes. And the key reason here is that the other agencies that are out there that look after this industry, they're concerned first and foremost with the stability of the banking industry, not with the consumer. Here is an agency that looks at it completely from the other side and says, we're going to look at it from the consumer's point of view and make sure the consumer isn't hurt. So I would think that if anyone could have raised a red flag early on, these are the guys who could have done it.
But don't people have some personal responsibility for their decisions as a consumer?
Absolutely they do. And there's no question that the onus should be on all consumers to make sure that they're informed consumers and smart consumers. But that said, it's not a level playing field. There are businesses out there that will at times tilt things in their direction and, you know, maybe take advantage of people. When that happens, you want to make sure that there's a teacher in the room to split the kids apart.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally, the Center for Science in the Public Interest has released its annual rankings of the worst for-you menu items at chain restaurants, like Applebee's provolone stuffed meatballs with fettuccine, 1,520 calories and 2 days worth of saturated fat, or the Cheesecake Factory's ultimate red velvet cheesecake, which is like eating a personal pan pepperoni pizza from Pizza Hut, plus 2 quarter pounders with cheese and an additional day's worth of saturated fat. Yum. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You could say they had an identity crisis in the run-up to the financial crisis, public company or private.
If it walks, flies, and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And Fannie and Freddie walk, fly, and quack like private companies.
Only they're really not. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That story next time on Marketplace. The numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.